The Sabbath of Your Laughter. Most people think you're quite serious, and you are. A Stoic ancestry embedded deep within you like an ancient law, an oath your people took long ago. But I delight in those times when your eyes narrow ever so slightly, in that pregnant moment where the wonder of irony, the timing, or just plain perfect observation becomes laughter. It's a quiet, silent moment, a minuscule pause when all of the duty drains from the corner of the crow's feet, and if it's a real whopper, tears well up and trail off, following the path of escaping duty. And in the Sabbath of your laughter, the ache of mimetic desire is bearable. The disappointment of unachievable synthesis lifts like your cheekbones forming a smile, and I can rest in your appreciation, in our shared cackling, in your delight. Because funny is funny, even in the shadow of wanting for ourselves what we think the other has, and I suppose it's as good a place as any to celebrate what our desire holds in common, sharing in the joy and not just the talent of another.